Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonnio, Julie Hayden on a snowy party Friday. Yesterday is midsummer. Today it's midwinter.
I'm over it. Dragging my flowers all in the house.
But so hey. What is this snowy day brought to you by?
Oh, it's brought to you by America. No, they only bring sunny days.
Oh, okay.
America's Citizen Press. .com, along with Denver Cenogenics and Dr. Julie McCallan. We have a lot to talk about today. So much Sussman trial. We've got monkeypox. We're all going to die of monkeypox. We're trying to get Brian June Depp on to talk about that. Stock market is
tanking.
So I'm never going to be able to retire. No. But I want to talk. Lori Sane.
Well, let me do a little
bit
of it.
Okay.
This whole women are well kind of the mean girls. And they're not inviting Lori Sane, the top line candidate,
to a debate tomorrow,
the Republican rumble, but no one to rumble with if you're on the conservative side. Lori Sane was not invited to it.
She was disinvited.
And the mean girls have been going wild. They've got to our wonderful Adams County women, so they've been trying to beat them up and beat others up. They've got Kelly Maher, who is a good friend, but just a total establishment figure. She's weighed in. It's clearly a Barbara Kirkmeyer beatdown of anybody she can beat down, but she's not. Coleman came on and said, "Yeah."
Well, so let me set the stage because Chuck can just jump into it without.
I know, but you have to get a little excitement to it.
You know what? So on Wednesday we had Lori Sane. She's a congressional candidate in CD8. She won at the assembly massively. The other candidates petitioned on. They didn't want to go through the assembly. Barbara Kirkmeyer and Jan Coleman. She's a mayor of Thornton. Barb Kirkmeyer is a state legislator. Lori Sane was a state legislator. Now she's a Weld County commissioner. So there's a big debate going on Saturday, sponsored by three different groups, the women of Weld County, the women of Adams County, Republican women.
And the Colorado Mean Girls, a.k.a.
Right, that's the Weld County people.
Weld
and then
County.
The Greeley people.
Yeah, the very nice Greeley people.
And exactly. And they have, everybody's invited. It's all of the different candidates there. Pretty much. Lori Sane is the only one who has been disinvited. Ron Hanks is going to be there. Tina Peters is going
to
be there.
Well, but you have to remember they've also set this up with all Rhino moderators. It's a Rhino fest of moderators. Dick Wadhams, George Brockler.
I don't know
Kelly
that Dick Wadhams is Dick Wadhams moderating it.
Yes,
Kelly
he is. Oh yeah, if you're a Rhino, you're moderating. And there are no conservative moderators. None. Zero.
Well,
zilch.
No grassroots. Conservative. So anyway, but
well,
let me.
Those are synonymous.
Let
terms.
Me continue to set the stage. So Barb. So there's been a kerfuffle going on about
huge
this
kerfuffle.
Because Lori Sane said, "Well, what gives? Why am I being uninvited to this?" So the women of Weld County put up on their Facebook page some emails and said basically they said they sent an email to all of the candidates in March and they told them they had to confirm by April 5th. And Lori Sane, what they said is she ignored and or did not acknowledge their invitation. They said she had plenty of time to ask about it. On the other hand, though, one could say if she never received it, how would she know to ask about
these
it?
Are women
and why
of well,
didn't they run after
this is
them?
The women of Weld County. This is one of your commissioners. You think it's, you know, four countries away. When you say, hey, did you get our invitation?
Yeah,
we sure want to get you. No, not for the mean girls. They go, oh, we sent one in.
Now, it's my understanding, too. We're going to have Lori on here in a few minutes, and she'll explain exactly the sequence of events.
Oh, yeah.
My understanding of it is that she did not see any email from the women of Weld County, but that she did see some emails from other people, responded to them, and thought she had responded.
Well, she responded to Adams County and to
Greeley.
The Greeley women. But not, you know, the mean girls say, look, We're the prom queens. Right. You can't just go to the maids of honor. You must supplicate to the mean girls.
Right. And so in the meantime, that we've learned is, so I didn't have Common Core, but I can do basic math. So we have you watch this. Listen, you're going to be amazed. Three different sponsors, the Women of Well County, Republican Women of Adams County, and Republican Women of Greeley. Of the three sponsors who are listed on the thing, two of them, Adams County and Greeley, say, hey, look, whatever the miscommunication was, Lori Sane is making it clear she wants to come as the top line candidate, as a legitimate, you know, voted on at the assembly candidate. We want her to come. So two of the three sponsors want her to come. There are also, there's a low math problems, three candidates, Lori Sane, Jan Coleman, and Barbara Kirkmeyer. Of the three candidates, two of them, Lori Sane and now Jan Coleman, say they want her to attend. The only person who doesn't want to attend is Barb Kirkmeyer.
But the mystery gets deeper because the mean girls had said they'd taken a vote of all the other girls, and all the other girls had unanimously said, we don't want that Lori Sane character. Apparently. It might be a real debate. But then Jan Coleman said, what are you talking about? She should be included. And moreover, that Barbara Kirkmeyer, who the Mean Girls is a subsidiary of.
She was a founding member. Of the Mean Girls, but of the Well County.
Well, of the Mean Girls. And the Mean Girls said they'd all voted, all the other girls had voted no. But all the other girls did not vote no.
And so they voted Coleman yes. Didn't.
So they're being less than candid.
And Jan Coleman was a fairly sharply worded.
Yeah, sure.
And I said, hey, she's showing some class. She said, hey, Lori Sane should have responded sooner, and we'll get Lori's version of that. But in the meantime, she should absolutely be allowed to attend the debate, period. And then she went on to say Barb Kirkmeyer is cashing in on 30 years of political favors. I mean, that's just.
Well, no, she's saying she's been. She's been cashing in political favors for 30 years, not
right,
just 30
right.
years, but she's been doing this her whole rotten,
so to me,
mean
that's
career.
Just even, that's give the Well County women the benefit of the doubt here
that's
and
not.
Say, well, let me just finish and say that somehow or another, I mean, I think the worst way, the most kind way to put this is there clearly was a miscommunication regarding the invitation. I can't believe that Lori Sane is just lying and all of a sudden on Wednesday thought, oh man, I said no, but now I'm going to say yes. No, I mean, I'm assuming that she thought she responded in time to go ahead and go there. And again, we'll have her on in a few minutes to tell her story. Even given that, you would think, particularly since the two other groups sponsoring it and the other candidate, one of the other two candidates involved says, let her in, we don't care, that they would go ahead and say, okay, miscommunication aside, Lori, we are going to be.
We'll put another chair out on the stage with the rhino moderator.
It's not as if this is some massive reorg. I mean, Kelly Morris reading, this is disrespectful to the other candidates. And there's a lot of planning.
Oh, yeah. They may have to debate their positions.
Well,
I mean, you can't have that. This is a rhino fest.
It's like
sponsored by KNUF Rhino.
It's not like you're suddenly inviting 100 extra people to a wedding or something. All you do is, like you said, put another chair up there, right? It doesn't take that much work. And there's like, oh, we can't possibly do this. Even if there's no reason to not let her on. The Well County women say their mission is
their
to support
mission.
All candidates.
As long as they're a rhino.
And help voters get information. Well, it seems to me this would be a fine way to do that.
Hard to get information
no.
if the top ballot candidate isn't there.
Isn't there.
Very hard to get information.
The other thing
out.
I find suspicious, you guys may remember a while ago, we talked about the fact there is a big luncheon coming up, the Capitol Grill luncheon.
Yes.
And it was going to be, it featured Christy Burton Brown and Senate candidate Joe O'Day. And then it said under there, Ron Hanks didn't respond to our invitation. So Ron Hanks said, I didn't get an invitation. After a little bit of pressure, I'll give her credit. Christy Burton Brown said,
No, after a lot of pressure,
she said, okay, Ron Hanks should come. So I don't understand if Christy Burton Brown can do it. Certainly the women of Well County
can
do it. But here's what I don't get.
The mean girls are made of.
How is it only the grassroots candidates always get lost in the mail? How is
strange.
That? Everyone else gets their invitations, right? So, like I said,
but the mean girls then sent out their own, very own email, or maybe it's an announcement in which they pointed out that here's the invitation, and if she didn't get it, we saw her. So she should have mentioned she didn't get the invitation she didn't know about. Of course, they, as Well County women, and they, And she, as their commissioner, said, hey, we didn't hear your invitation. No, the mean girls were very tricky. And then gathered together in the corner for a hen pack.
So let me read some of the comments. Oh, BBS guys, attention. This is nice from Sandra. Heard our conversation before the show. BBS radio guys are terrific, aren't they? So glad we're on their broadcast. We are too. And then women are mean. And then Leo says, all those rhinos, can we get hunting permits by then? Exactly. From Sandra. Dick Wadhams hasn't done a damn thing to the Republican Party since Owens. And even then, I wonder. And Dr. Donna says, anyone know how many of these invites candidates receive during an election season? Perfect point, Donna. I have begun to see those who refer to themselves as conservatives are not so much. You know, and Dr. Donna, that is a perfect thing to say. That I imagine if you're the candidates, you've got staff people, you've got all kinds of people. Various people have various emails, and you probably do get all kinds of invitations. Again, you would think this is not some. I mean, these are her people, right? These are, you know, you
not her people.
Well, but I mean, like you said, these are people she runs into, and they mention that on Facebook all the time.
But going back to their defense, their apology, apologia, which means defense in the Latin term.
Yeah, it wasn't an apology. It was
called that. Apologia. They said that here's the thing is, and this is the last thing we'll ever say, and we won't comment on it again. Let me give you a PR thing from a journalist in a published paper. When somebody says, here's my defense, I'll never talk about it again. You know they're guilty. You know there's something there, because if they weren't, they'd say, hey, any questions? We'll take it in. Happy to. If you say no more questions, nothing else, we're not saying anything more. You know,
well, that's what happens at the Biden White House, right? Whatever statement he's making, and all the reporters shout questions, and you can hear all the White House press people go, oh, no, that's
no
enough.
More
go away,
no more questions.
And then the Easter Bunny comes in and takes him away.
Takes Barbara Kirkmeyer away from the journalists.
You know, here's the thing. This is a hugely important race in CD8. It's one of the new congressional districts. Republicans have a good chance at winning. I think, you know, there's some like Denver, they're not going to win, but just CD7, that's going to be a tricky one.
Well, they could win that.
They could, right. But CD8, they have a really solid chance. And so we need to have a candidate, whoever you want to vote for, right? Who people have voted for. And people need to be able to hear the candidates to see, because I think you're right. I think there is a clear distinction in many of these races between, you know, your sort of grassroots populist person and your more establishment rhino person. And they don't like to be called rhinos, which tells you something right there.
Yeah, right.
So do we care if they call us grassroots? No. Do we care if they call us
crazy?
Ultra mega?
No.
Yeah. Crazy.
No. Call us whatever you'd like, rhinos.
So why somebody would, and as you said, there is something just really mean girls about it. It's like, why not just go ahead and say, as Jan Kuhlman graciously said, Lori, and maybe she's right, I don't know about this, but Lori should have responded sooner. But now that she's made it clear, you know, she wants to come, there was a miscommunication, she deserves to be on the debate stage, period. Just put an extra chair up there, you know?
well, here's the deal, and I'll give you an update on the Depp versus Heard trial, because that's part of this. They didn't have one today, just did some motion. So Amber Heard had the entire 3 days off. So we understand, though we can't confirm this, that Amber Heard has come into Colorado to advise the mean girls on dirty tricks they can pull on Lori Sane. Saying, you know, I did this to Johnny Depp, and I did that to Jenna. Try that.
You need a new PR agency.
Yeah, you need a new PR agency.
That's right.
Girls of Will County.
And this is from Kieran Cadley. Just wondering, but this has Bob O'Prey's fingerprints on it.
You know,
I don't know what Bob O'Prey is doing anymore.
He's behind the scenes advising the Mean Girls.
Well, his people have...
His people?
Well, I mean, he, after you guys... Okay.
Oh, here we got incoming news.
So these are just photographs of so this has made quite the Twitter feed, and I won't go into all of this.
Oh, go ahead.
If anybody is on there who would like to, while we're waiting for Lori, anybody who is, I should have said this at the beginning, on Zoom, who would like to unmute themselves and weigh in, go ahead and do that.
If a mean girl would like to call in, we'd love to hear from
I don't have the whole context of the text, the email text that I just got, or the I guess the Twitter text that I just got sent. So if you want to comment on this, go ahead and unmute yourself and you can go ahead and weigh in. You want to call in 888-627.
If you're a mean girl, we'll put you at the very top.
888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. This is obviously like quite the story. And again, it is unnecessary. And they're the ones who are going to say, oh, you grassroots people are not being unified. Well,
we can't even get into the debate.
How much of a unity thing is it for the Weld County, the women of Weld County, to say, you know what? Maybe Lori Sane screwed up, but we want people to have the best information. We're going to unify behind.
And they can have an actual debate. Yeah. But no, you have Barbara Kirkmeyer, who you may have noticed all the ads for Barbara Kirkmeyer on television. You can't miss them. And you kind of, how's that possible? Because there's no money for conservatives in the state, none. So where did you get the money? Well, it's either Anschutz money, which is left money these days, or it's in fact, truly, it's Democrat money. So that's where she's getting all this money. It's amazing stuff. It's just amazing stuff. Do we have somebody?
We do. They have Lori. Lori, are you there and you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we've been setting the stage, and we were talking about the Weld County, Women of Weld County Facebook, where they said they sent you an invitation and you ignored it or didn't acknowledge it. A lot of questions about that whole thing. Let me just sort of start out by asking you, because we've kind of already set the stage here. Talk about the invitation, what happened, and your side of this whole story.
The truth card.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for my emails. I did find the save the date. However, there needs to be some explanation as far as I think it was sent to my personal email, which is an older email, probably went to junk mail. I don't really know. But, you know, this is why you call candidates as well, just to make sure.
Yes.
Something. So as far as an April 1st deadline, that's 2 or 3 days after the assembly. So there's probably a lot going on and a lot of emails back and forth. So that's possible it got lost. But since then, in the last several weeks, I've had invitations from two groups that were co-sponsoring the event, two Republican women's groups. One was the Adam County Republican Women. The other one was the Greeley Republican Women. And they requested that I be there. So I just assumed the invite was still open.
Right. So, well, and you told them yes, right? You didn't ignore it or refuse to acknowledge them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I told them yes. And at that point, I sent out a request for information because I got an email that said the 23rd instead of the 21st. And I said, boy, I really need to get some, you know, information on the forum. And that was the response I got back, was the email, I believe, that you've seen already and put on their website. So again, I was taken aback that candidates would veto me off the island, but it sounds like that wasn't unanimous.
So it sounds like that wasn't true.
In fact,
there's
only Barb Kirkmeyer virtually left. That's unanimous. The candidates, by the mean Barb Kirkmeyer.
That could be. And the candidate's description of Barb's raging fit, I don't know what the verbiage she used exactly, but or her spocks. I've seen this happen before. That's absolutely accurate. So I think she's telling the truth.
What was it again? I missed it. What, she broke into a fit?
Yeah, apparently the spokesman for the Coleman campaign mentioned that, you know, Barb threw a fit. I think that's the verbiage she used. And that seems to be very accurate from my experience as well. When that candidate doesn't get her way, it's a raging fit. It's sometimes profanity. There was a time we were at a caucus and we were doing a lot of online Zoom because of the COVID issue. I believe this is back in 2020. And she threw a fit, yelled at me, screamed profanities because I was trying to help folks who were trying to vote online, and they kept getting kicked out of the Zoom room that we were supposed to be in. And so she stormed off and it created a big, you know, fight and mess and just. So that seems very accurate to me. And we've had people sign statements about how they felt like they were bullied by Barb Kirkmeyer and her behavior. So we have that in writing, and we did present that to the Weld GOP chairman and I believe the secretary as well at the time. So just to say, hey, here's what happened. Here's our side of the story. We didn't pursue it further.
And let me back up, and then because I want to make sure folks understand this. So there's a debate going to be Saturday. Three groups are sponsoring it: Adams, Weld and the women Greeley. They, because I know I've had this happen too, because you have another older email that's very similar to your current email. And I have had emails to you bounce back. In fact, just this morning, I went to Chuck again and said, hey, let me make sure I have the right email. So that's easy to have happen. Either way, somehow or another, either you didn't receive it or you missed the initial Weld County email. In the meantime, though, you did receive emails from the two other sponsors and you accepted the invitation. And you thought that was all you needed to do. And then they tell you that you were voted off the island by both of the other candidates, which turns out not to be true because the other candidate, Jan Klum, is now tweeting. She thinks you should absolutely be there.
Yeah, yeah, but Julie, you're missing an important point. The women of Weld County consider themselves to be the popular girls. And they view the Adams County women, yeah, the Greeley ones, as not being as cute as they are. And therefore, except you know you got to give your invitation back to the popular girls because the mean girls don't like it when you try to have the other one. So it's only can do it to them, and then they'll sick.
And then they'll say it was too late. You didn't.
It was too late.
You didn't dot your eyes. Well, go ahead.
This is your point too. Is who are you serving here? Are you serving candidates, or are you serving the folks that are buying tickets, the voters to inform them?
Yeah, the 30 bucks each.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be a value add to have another candidate in the race, especially one who's got almost 73% at the nominating caucus. So it's not just those two groups that requested. I've also received invitations, I should say an invitation, but requests to be there from folks that have bought tickets as well. So
yeah, well, right. It's 30 bucks to have a ticket. Well, and you want to see, I mean, you are the top line candidate.
Which could have something to do with the whole thing, yeah, by the way, right. Just being cynical. But well, let me ask you this. What are your plans? I mean, says I'm not a candidate, but if it were me, I'd
go storming in there.
I'm going to tell you this. I have talked to some people who are involved or will be involved in the event tomorrow who said, hey, if she comes, I'm letting her in.
Yeah.
And she said, I think it'd be fun to watch and try to kick her out.
Maybe maybe bring with you the women's rugby team from Glendale.
We're kidding on that. I know you're a candidate, so you may not like Chuck and Julie. Thank you, but no thank you for your political advice. But what are you thinking of doing?
I'm going to hold my powder for just a little while longer this evening, but I've been invited, and also, just with people with tickets. And I've also been invited to a lot of parties since then.
So, not all bad, huh?
And it's not all bad. And I think it's the attempt to say, hey, we want Lori Sane at our party speak to us. So far, so good. And I hearken back to the group that I'm part of, which is the Greeley Republican Women. And they have a policy, no matter if you RSVP or you just show up at the event, they will let you participate. Or even if you don't show up to the event, they're very gracious. I witnessed this on, I believe, the 9th. It's Monday. So they didn't make fun of anybody. They didn't say, oh, so-and-so couldn't be here. Therefore, they just said they couldn't be with us tonight. I'm sure they would if they could make it. And it was just very gracious. And
that's
the behavior you want to emulate.
Right. None of the ignored and did not acknowledge our. And as you said, I mean, my big point with this is, like you said, the bigger issue here is this is an important race in Colorado. And voters have, I think, a clear choice. There are some distinctions amongst the candidates here. And the more information, the better for people. And so you would think that the Women of Weld County organizers, having realized that you had not yet accepted, and since they're probably like your neighbors, and even in their Facebook page, they mentioned that they run into you all the time, would have said, hey, we haven't heard back from you. Is this something you think you can attend or not?
Well, I can tell you for this.
Yeah, which would have been a good question. One of the folks that sent that email, I gave her and her daughter some chips and salsa. Was it the chips or the salsa? They could have mentioned something. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, exactly. And they said that you should have brought it up. But if the point is that you didn't get the email for whatever reason, how could you bring it up? You didn't know about it. So I don't know. I'm skeptical about that.
This, especially in campaigns and busy seasons. And we, just being a legislator also, from even lobbying your own colleagues, that you need to give them several mini notices because they forget there's too much going on. They're definitely going to miss the email, especially if they don't have an aide during the interim session. I mean, so you make multiple attempts just to make sure, hey, And, you know, it's, well,
if we want a guest on this show, you know, we send an email.
Then
after they accept, we call them again. If we just send out one email and that's it, you know, we'd never have a guest. I mean,
I'm not saying that they didn't send out multiple emails, but just a little touchback. And honestly, it's the 5th. I think it's April 5th is what they said the deadline was. What? And I think that's the part that is kind of key, because I honestly, it's, why wouldn't you extend that deadline too? And then you can reach with multiple attempts.
Like you said, it'd be one thing, and I could understand this if this was like the presidential debate, and I mean, or it was like a giant wedding, and you know, you had to have things planned and et cetera, et cetera. Whoa. Number one, number two, you would reach out if the groom's family had an RSVP. Yeah. You would call them and say, "Hey, did you guys get that invitation?" I mean, to me, it seems like that would have been easy. That would have been particularly. It's not a fundraiser for any particular candidate. It's a debate where they want everybody. And I do find it suspicious. I'm sorry. I just do that out of all the candidates where they had a miscommunication, you're the only one that occurred with.
It casts a pall on the entire event. Yeah. It used to be for years, Republicans would go to things sponsored by the League of Women Voters until they finally brightened up and found out the League of Women Voters had become a far left outfit. And so then they started not going to it. Well, the women of Weld County have now raised something where if you got to say, well, the women of Weld County are going to hold something, you kind of, well, I don't want to go to that. I mean, I want to go and hear all the candidates. I want to hear real debate. I want some grassroots conservative moderators. I don't want all George Brockler. Yeah, Chris Wallace. Rhinos. All Dick Wadhams. I don't want to have a Dick Wadhams moderated everything along with George and some of the other rhinos. It's just not, but it's so common and so discouraging. But I think basically Barbara Kirkmeyer has really caused herself not to be, at least for any grassroots person, is no longer eligible. I mean, she runs advertisements, and we know that only comes with Democratic money. There are no conservative money out there, because we've all tried to raise it and get it. So she's getting some of that funny money the Democrats will give you for a pretend conservative. So I think the only people left are yourself and Jan Kuhlman. And I think you're the top vote getter. You're the one who can win CD8. So I think they've done everybody a favor by exposing who they really are. And we've known it for a while. I mean, I've heard it from lots of people that the women of Weld County is just a Kirkmeyer front group of rhinos. And so that's what they are. You know, if you're a rhino and a Kirkmeyer fan, that's fine. But for the rest of us, that's not so fine. That's just my opinion.
Well, the positive part of this is that I think I've heard at one point there's 15 forums or debates for the entire season and going all the way through the general. And I've noticed that the other forums I've attended, which I believe has been at least three, and at all three of those, one of the candidates wasn't able to show up. There was only one forum that made fun of a candidate that didn't show up, and that was the one that was aforementioned. But to that point, the Greeley Republican women are now going to do a debate for CD8 candidates just on their own. And I think it's going to be the week of June 13th. So I've already RSVP'd to that. I think that's going to be a very nice event. And so people will have another chance to come to that event and hear me speak if I'm not allowed at this event. It sounds like I won't be allowed at this event.
I don't understand how one group, there's three sponsors and there's three candidates. I don't understand how one group can outweigh the other two groups who have expressed their desire to have you there. I don't understand how Barb Kirkmeyer can simply issue this edict. Yeah. You know, you and Jan Kuhlman both say, you know, hey, we would like Lori to be there. So you've got, again, you know what I mean? Again, doing the math, the majority of the people involved in this want you to be there. And yet, you know, one person, one group is saying no.
I think it's a silver lining. I think this has really brought out the differences between the establishment and the grassroots. And we've all seen it 1,000 times. You've been around long enough. Mm-hmm. And you know where Barb Kirkmeyer stands on that divide. And we know where Lori stands. And I think for the majority, certainly for almost all the grassroots, Lori Sane is your candidate. But, you know,
But unify, Lori. They're gonna ask us. This is how they unify, right? Yeah, this is how they unify by keeping candidates off
from
debating.
Well, I think again, there might be some good that comes of this. And again, when we have some groups like Really Republican Women, which is again the group that I belong to, and they're being magnanimous and inviting candidates. And again, their productions have been very, very, very kind to everyone, whether they could attend or not. So right. I think just again back to having that little grace period, and especially. The question should be, again, who are you serving with these debates and what do those folks want? And I've been reached out to by multiple folks with tickets that would like to see me at the debate. If they would like to see me at the debate, adding an extra chair, I don't know how much that costs them in time or consideration, but I would have to figure it'd be minimal.
Yeah, I would think so too. Well, you know what? I'm just going to say this, and I know you're busy, so we'll let you go and give you a final word. I hope they reconsider, right? I hope that they don't just dig their heels in and say, no, like you said, be mean girls about it. I hope they reconsider. And what you're saying is, what are we trying to accomplish here theoretically? You know, who are we serving? And reconsider and say, whatever the miscommunication, we can all move forward in unity from this and have a fair and open and transparent debate.
There you go.
That's right. And for anybody listening, my campaign email that is preferred, it's not spam to death, is Lori, L-O-R-I-F-O-R, freedom@gmail.com. So I prefer people to use that for the CD8 campaign. I look through that pretty frequently, and so things don't get lost there as often. But also, I just want to make mention that we move on from this, this event, and go fight against Biden's awful socialist policies. And Yadira Carveo, who's going to be in lockstep with him, to basically get us $10 a gallon gas or whatever right. that is, and people will have to have the choice of filling up their car to go to work or putting food on their table. And that simply isn't acceptable. Right. Republicans need to show that they can govern, and by pulling stunts, you know, by not allowing a candidate when people are obviously asking and wanting to be there, that doesn't help in that discourse.
All right. I must admit, I hate that phrase. Governing Republicans is a phrase used by the left. Don't use that phrase. It has loaded meaning to it.
Right.
Strike
now.
That phrase. Yeah, I got that out of the vocabulary.
Laura, keep us posted on what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And keep us posted. And you know, I know there are other debates too, so we'll be talking about those. But thank you for your time. What should have been a simple, straightforward thing has because of the Women of Weld County turned into a complete kerfuffle and controversy. But again, I think you're right. Good things will come of it.
Yeah, they will.
But again, you know, when people from sponsoring organizations ask you to attend, you just assume
right.
that that's an open invite. And, you know,
when you say yes, that's an RSVP, mm-hmm. right?
or, you know, some certified system.
Yes. Maybe they should have used electric clickers to say, no, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding. All right. We'll see you later, Lori.
Take care, Lori.
Thank you so
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I mean, they could use, all the candidates have to use electric clickers
right,
to vote and to respond. This is from Jacob. Maybe those who back Lori Sane should have a competing debate at the same time and see who gets more attendees.
Good point.
You know, Dr. Donna, do they take all of their toys and then leave?
Yep.
You know, I think, as she said, there's going to be another debate with sponsored by the women of Greeley, the Republican.
Well, who's going to be the moderator for that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it does matter.
Well, it does.
As Republicans have found out.
Well, here's the thing. We've had, and I'll say this about too with the moderators. Let's just look alone at the Secretary of State debate, right? Mm-hmm. But it's going to be between Mike O'Donnell and Pam Anderson, both of whom have expressed concerns about the 2020 election. Well, George Brockler has attacked them both. Dick Wadhams has said if Tina Peters gets on the ballot that it destroys the Republican Party.
Right.
How can people who have talked like that even remotely ask questions right. about the most important, particularly for the Secretary of State race? How, having George Brockler having completely denied the denying, right? How can he in any way, shape, or form, not that he's not a great guy,
yeah.
but it's
he's
like
totally biased.
But
he can't help it being biased any more than his right. his idol, Chris Wallace.
Right. I mean, so they should at least get somebody who hasn't addressed it publicly on the radio every morning, right? I would
you just go through the entire list of people,
right?
And it's just rhinos. And KNUS has become a rhino station other than Randy and Backbone Radio. On the weekend.
Well, and it's not even really clear how much they're involved in this.
They're not involved at all.
Right. Yeah. So somebody had put on a Facebook page, maybe somebody should ask the radio station, but I think that's one of those things where they just let them put their banner up there or George is there.
More than that. They promoted it and right. advertised it. And did
but I don't think they have any. Yet.
Well, they could if they wanted to, but since they're not going to.
We'll keep you guys. There's a lot of other stuff we want to talk about, but we'll keep you posted on that. And I thank you to Lori Sane for coming on. And at least given, setting the record straight, basically. And, I just think under the best of circumstances, the most kind explanation of this is that somehow or another, there was a miscommunication and she thought she'd RSVP'd. Why the Women of Weld County, like you said, it's like, no, you can only talk to us. That just doesn't make sense at all.
Somebody suggested Peter Boyles would make you.
There we go. All right. Well, so now since it's Party Friday, this is a soundbite. I want to play a soundbite for you that Chuck has been playing over and over again and just like hee-heeing every time he hears it. You may have heard George Bush teetered and tottered out of wherever he's been and to give a speech in which he made.
Dallas for his foundation or whatever it's center, the George Bush Center.
Right. And he made a Freudian slip extraordinaire. Right. If we could please, guys at BBS, please play the Bush soundbite.
Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Correct.
Correct. I did that too.
It's like, so that's pretty funny, huh? Totally unjustified.
Stuff, as he said, try to disqualify their opponents. Who does that? Lawfare and everything else, trying to throw everybody off the ballot. They try to imprison their opponents. What do you think the Democrats do with January 6th and the new bill? I mean, he's describing the Democratic Party and his own
Russia.
Actions in invading Iraq. I mean, he deep down, he knows it was a brutal and unjustified war, and it came out.
I just confessed. Oh, sorry. Strike that.
Just amazing.
Yeah, this is kind of amazing. So moving on. Friday, though, another good piece of news, on the Sussman trial. Sussman, the former Clinton campaign person, on trial for lying to the FBI, all kinds of information coming out. But fun stuff, I think, for the first time today, he confirms one of the witnesses on the stand was a guy by the name of Robbie Mook. Mook, I'm not sure how you say it, M-O-O-K, who was on Clinton's campaign, right? Campaign, high up in the campaign. And they were talking about the leak from Sussman to the media, to the FBI of the Alpha Bank story. And he acknowledges that at the time they were all talking about it, at the very least, the campaign knew that it very possibly was not true.
How do they know that?
Well, because they knew they were making it up. Mm-hmm. So that's why they knew it probably wasn't true. I mean, it might've been true. It could have been, anything could have happened, but that then he was discussing who decided to leak it to the media. And he said that he had personal conversations with Hillary Clinton about that. So we can all start chanting, lock her up again now, because this is the first time I think we all suspected that they aren't going to be doing these kind of dirty tricks, right? With the Russia hoax and things like that without Hillary Clinton's knowledge. I mean, it's
an
approval. And here for the first time, he said yes, because, and then she tweeted it out, right? As if it was true.
Then retweeted by the, same thing by the now National Security Advisor.
Exactly.
Andrew Sullivan, or not Andrew
Sullivan. No, James, not James Baker either. Jake Sullivan.
But at
any rate, so we do know now, thanks to that trial, that the decisions go all the way up to Hillary Clinton. Now, for whatever reason, you know, somebody was saying that Mook is now on his way to Spain because sometimes people who testify against the Clintons don't fare so well. You know, I don't know. I always anymore suspect wheels within wheels. Either I think one of two things happen, that they know up front that no one's going to go after Hillary Clinton, so you can say whatever you want about it, right, or that somebody somewhere has decided they don't care if they throw Hillary Clinton under the bus.
She's not going anywhere.
Okay. I mean, I think they pretty clearly proved their case. The FBI was like, now what they haven't proved, and I think it's going to be interesting to see, is so if the FBI knew all of this was lies and Peter Strzok knew this was all lies, why did they then proceed to pursue further lies, right? And say, well, we needed to look into Trump because of this. Well, if they knew it was a lie, because he said, we knew it was a lie when Sussman brought it to us. And then the next day, we knew it just didn't make any sense. But then the FBI goes on to continue to make up more lies and do more investigations. And the Department of Justice goes along and saying, and you have all the intelligence directors saying, oh, Trump is a Russia, you know, a Russian asset, et cetera, et cetera.
How many lies did he, with the paper and everything else, did he tell to the FBI? Hundreds, thousands, you know, whatever it is. The one that really wasn't one that mattered, because Baker knew that Sussman worked for the Clinton campaign. He knew he worked for the DNC. He knew Perkins Coie was a law firm for the
right.
Clinton campaign. And did he care?
No.
No, he didn't care. And so the idea that some of the FBI was fooled by that is pathetic. I mean, you know, they got an all-black jury, I'm sure. And they're not very trustworthy of the FBI.
Well, some of them, one of the jurors' daughters is on the same rowing team as Sussman's daughter.
Yes.
Now that would seem to me that something, you know, sort of a conflict of interest there. I don't know, call me crazy. Yeah, I'm hearing somebody on the mic. If somebody wants to go ahead and talk, you can just, because I don't always see everybody. Just...
Oh, it's Jacob.
Okay, hey, Jacob. Hey, happy Friday,
Hi, who was that husband and wife couple that were on the Fusion GPS?
Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr.
That's right. Somebody had said many at the very beginning of all this that they would be the next Ethel and Julius Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Because he really got deep into it.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't with Fusion GPS.
She was. Yeah.
He was the number three in the Justice Department, who was taking all the Fusion GPS stuff given to him by his wife and others, and then
passing it on
to the FBI. Saying, this is good stuff.
He was a launderer. Yeah, you know, I get the impression, I was reading an article a while ago talking about, you know, what's their role going to be in all of this? And I'm not sure they have any role in this because of the Alpha Bank thing. But, you know, there are clear, in spite of, and I love the conservative treehouse, and that guy is completely...
Yeah.
Doesn't think anything's going to happen. I'm not ready to give up hope. I mean, there does appear to be, I mean, Durham has clearly indicated he has an ongoing investigation into what he's referring to as the joint venture, right? And so it really, to me, appears that he's not going to stop at Alpha Bank. He's going to go into the whole Russia hoax collusion.
He's not going to go, I mean, Sundance points out, if he decided to go the full joint venture, the full joint venture is Washington Post, the New York Times, the CIA, the FBI, and Obama, and all of them. I mean, in fact, the only person not or organization not part of this
was the Trump administration.
Was the Trump one. And that's it. Everybody else, including the Senatorial
Intelligence Committee
and Richard Burr, they're all in on it. So you'd have to really lock up the entire town. So why not just try to get Sussman on some minor charge? And then be done with it.
What do you think, Jacob, though? Are you hopeful or?
I think something will come. I think Durham's going to go really deep into the Justice Department. And I think another great
part of the Justice Department.
but he's not afraid like Bill Barr.
Right.
One quick thing I want to talk about was last Wednesday's program. I couldn't get on. New York had all five boroughs in New York had the same problem with that car theft. You know, they were like half of the car. What happened was it got to a point that the auto insurance companies wrote a letter to then Mayor Ed Koch and said, in 5 days, if this is not straightened out, you will get a 90-day notice that we're all pulling out of New York.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. And you never saw a government move so fast.
You know, and Jacob, you point out something I'd never even considered that, but you're right. One of the things that insurance agencies look at when they're determining your insurance rate is where you live. And one of the things they look at is the likelihood of your car being involved in a crime or stolen. So that's another hidden cost, right? Whether your car, even if your car is never stolen, we're all paying higher insurance rates. Thanks to Denver.
That's a good point.
Yes. Well, 80204 is the highest in the country as far as car theft reimbursement. And but I just want to, if you're going to put the blame on anybody, I put the blame on Hickenlooper and when he was mayor, and this guy Peter Park when he was zoning administrator. He because he really redesigned the city for the density, and with all the density, you get all these cars on the streets, and they're easy targets.
Yeah, you're right, and
particularly because they don't want to have to force the developers to put parking in, for God's sakes, right? So you're right. Everybody has to leave their car, and they have to be parked far away from wherever you are too.
Yeah, so you can't look at it.
So you can't say, "Hey, somebody's stealing my car." Hey, good point, Jacob. Thank you. Great, great
call. Good point, Jacob. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thank you. You know, we got a little bit, 888-627-6008 if people want to weigh in. Should we go to the oil and gas thing?
Sure.
Here's another thing too. So they're lying to us. Okay. I know we all know this, but I think it's always important.
Bill, you're kidding.
It's important to keep pointing out the ways in which they're lying. The Democrats and Joe Biden, when they talk about worrying about inflation, if any of us are going to even have 401ks anymore, the way the stock market is going, when they talk about getting a handle on that, it's all just talk. And we're going to prove it to you here in a second. They have absolutely no intention of dealing with it. They have no intention of gas prices going down. I have leftist friends like tweeting pictures of gas prices. And I'm like, hello, elections have consequences, you know, because they don't want us driving cars. They want us all crammed into high density boxes where we have to pay all kinds of money to get our garbage disposed of. And we get penalized if we don't recycle it. And if we don't do the official narrative, then we can be locked up and thrown in jail. And they don't want gas prices to go down. And here's the proof. The Conservative Treehouse, again, to them, they did this. So on May 10th, Joe Biden was giving a speech on inflation and said he was going to lower energy costs by expanding drilling for oil and gas, right? Yay, hello, that's what he should be doing. Literally hours after that, the Interior Department canceled all of the oil and gas leases in Alaska and in the Gulf of Mexico. And CNN called it a victory for climate advocates. Just yesterday, the Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was testifying before the Senate Energy Committee, and Senator Joe Manchin nailed her about this. If we could please play the oil and gas soundbite.
If I may, real quickly, Secretary Haaland, I don't know, you all just put out a statement. The U.S. Department of Interior just put out a statement. And the statement basically says a proposed program is not a decision to issue specific leases or to authorize any drilling or development. This is from you all's office. So it looks like you are on this to shut everything down. Did you know you all put this on?
I am sorry. I am sitting in this hearing and not.
My God, somebody, it shuts it down. It shows what your intent is. Yes, we can. We'll get copies for everybody. Basically, it says Secretary Haaland provides updates on offshore leasing program during the Senate testimony. During testimony before the U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources today, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland confirmed that despite delays in implementation from the previous administration, the Interior Department will release the proposed program, the next step in the five-year offshore energy planning process, by June 30th, 2022, which is the expiration of the current program. A proposed program is not a decision to issue specific leases or to authorize any drilling or development. So we're going to do the proposal, but it doesn't guarantee they're going to do any leasing at all.
Chairman, what I can say is I believe what that is saying is that it's the plan that's coming out.
But you're prefacing it by saying after you're acknowledging the plan, you'll have a plan by June 30th, but you went further to say that doesn't mean that you're issuing any specific leases. If you have a plan, you should have. I mean, we've never done this. This is history. We've never done that before, not issue leases if you put a plan out. The plan has always been a long-term five-year plan to lease.
So not only then are they lying, right? Saying, oh, we're going to do this. And then they're like, but actually that doesn't mean anything. They don't even bother to tell the head of the department, right?
Well, it's like the globalist. You should have seen the whole interview with her. I mean, she was Talk about a figurehead. She was just, they're handing her notes and she's kind of reading them. And
well,
and she has no idea what's going on. And all the social justice warriors and green advocates are back there kind of good. They don't care what she has to say.
No, they don't care what gas prices are like. They don't care that there's a baby formula shortage, right?
Or a baby shortage.
Now they're going to tell us all the, even though masks don't do anything to protect anyone from anything, we're all going to get monkeypox now, so we're going to have to wear masks. I mean, but there was a study that said the main source of COVID information was the federal government. I mean, which of course we knew, right? We all know that. So, and Nina Jankowicz is saying those true videos that you saw, that was misinformation. I mean, it's all, they just lie to us. They don't care what we think.
Well, you should have seen the Deb Granholm interview with, and I forget who was interviewing. It was the senator from Missouri, Hawley. And she was going, well, what's your plan? She says, well, it's Putin's fault. She said, okay, it's Putin's fault. What's your plan?
We don't care.
Reserve. Yeah, you've already done that. Hasn't made any difference. What's your plan?
We could care less about you stupid schmucks in middle America. Yeah. We're worried about our Pelotons, and thank God we're getting those on time. So now I don't have to worry about anything.
The whole supply chain is
working just fine for us. Yeah. Hey, that's going to do it for us in this party Friday. You're off to the ballet. Hasn't been for a while.
Oh, I think it looked a little snowy. I may go up to Pegs for the
Ron Hanks.
Ron Hanks. Or maybe the hell I'll just stay in this with the snow.
Celebrate with me and Rev. Yeah, anyway, hey, so we're trying to get Brian June Depth on for the monkeypox on Monday.
Yay, monkeypox.
Thank you to Lori Sane, everybody on Zoom. You can catch all of our shows at chuckandjulie.com. Thanks also to the great guys at BBS. Hope we all survive the snowy weekend. Goodness gracious, summer back next week. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye, everybody.